Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dear viewers, in the previous sessions, we have critically analyzed the collection of the Quran narrative as ascribed to Ali Raza Anho. We have already discussed the variants of this narrative, and we have already discussed the views of the scholars on those narratives, as well as the critique which arises on the views of the scholars and on the text of the narratives. Now, in this third episode of this series, I'm going to present before you the critique which arises on the chains of narration or the isnad of these narratives. If you recall, we had observed that there are four people who report this narrative: Ali Raza Anhu himself, Al-Jaman, Ikrama, who is Mawla ibn Abbas, and Muhammad ibn Sirin. So these are the four people who report this narrative, and in this session we shall see whether these chains of narration are of any are reliable and trustworthy or not. Now, our traditional scholars have referred to the inqita in the chain of narrations. It is evident that this inqita is obvious in the case of Ibn Sirin's narrative. It is very obvious. However, it needs to be examined in the case of Ikrama's narrative. While this inqita is obviously not present in the case of Ali's narratives, we find no information is available on the identity of Al-Yaman as to who this person was, as we shall see later. So this is a brief comment before we move on to the chains of narration themselves. Now, the first chain of narration which is being displayed before you is that of Ali Rizatala Anhu's narrative. Here we find the variants which have been recorded by various people being displayed before you. Now, the observations or the critique on this chain of narration, first of all, arises on the person called Al-Hakam ibn Zubair, who is just below As-Suddi. You can see him on your screens. So Ibn Hatim records about him in his Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil that Yahya ibn Ma'in said about him that Laysa hadithuhu bi shay. Abdul Rahman reports that his father Abu Hatim has called him Matrukul Hadith, which means that he is something who is abandoned and forsaken in matters of hadith. And he further moves on to say La yuktabu hadithu, that his narratives are not worth writing. And Abu Zura says that he is wahil hadith. Again, this is a term which severely casts doubt on the person himself. And An-Nasai also regards him to be matrukul hadith. So these are very prominent comments of our worthy authorities. Now, furthermore, Al-Bukhari says that he is munkarul hadith, and Ibn Hajar has referred to him as matruk. So Al-Hakam ibn Zubair is a person who has been severely criticized by our Rijal authorities. Now, the second person in this regard is Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Maymun, and he has been mentioned by Asadi among the Zu'afa, and he's regarded to be al-Munkarul Hadith. This is something which has been recorded as a person who is Munkarul Hadith. Now, in the chain of narration which is recorded by Ibn Nadim, as you can see on your screen, there is a missing person indicated by the blank box. If you can see, there is a blank box on the screen. So between Al-Hasan ibn Abbas and Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Hamad. So there is evident from the and it is also evident from the words that the former who says Ukhbirtu an Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Hamad. I have been informed by Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Hamad through someone. So again, this is something which casts further doubt that who is the person who was informed. Now, the fourth person in this chain of narration is Muhammad ibn Usman ibn Abi Shayba. He is suspect in the eyes of some authorities. So Ibn Hajar in his Lisan al-Mizan records that according to Abdullah ibn Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he is a liar. He's a kazab. He's a liar. And Ibn Khirash says that he fabricates narratives, that he is a person who makes up narratives. He is a person who concocts narratives. So this is the critique on the narrative which you can see has been ascribed to Ali Rizatala Anhu. Now, next we come to the other person, who is Al-Yaman. And you can see that his variant is being displayed before you, and it has been recorded by Al-Haskani. Now, the foremost critique which arises on this variant is that Al-Yaman is a majhul person. No authority has specified that Abdu Khair narrates from such a person. There's no person, no authority who says that Abdu Khair reports from Al-Yaman. And one possibility is that it is Tashif, and Abdu Khair ibn Yazid was erroneously written as Abdu Khair an Al-Yaman. So an Al-Yaman was actually Abd Khair ibn Yazid, it could be a possibility. But again, this is something of a conjecture. But the fact is that ultimately, if we stick to the word Al-Yaman, we can say that actually Al-Yaman is a person who we do not know. Rijal books do not give any details about him, and we do not find who is this person from whom Abd Khair reports. Now, the second thing is that the jar on Al-Hakam ibn Zubair and Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Maymun has already been pointed out. You can see that Ibrahim ibn Muhammad ibn Maymun is also found in the chain of narration, and you can also see Al-Hakam ibn Zubair in this. And I have already pointed out the critique on their personalities in the previous session. So we have so far covered two very important narratives in which we can clearly see that the way they have been reported lacks any reliability. Thirdly, now let us come to Ikrimah's narrative. Now you find Ikrimah's narrative being displayed before you, and this narrative has been reported by various people. Now, as per Ibn Habban, Ikrimah, who is actually the Mawla of Abdullah ibn Abbas, he died in 107 Hijra at the age of 84. Hence, it's a simple mathematical calculation, he was born in 23rd Hijra. This means that he was not a witness to the event reported in the narrative, which must be regarded as al-munqata. Hence, obviously, if he's not contemporaneous to the event, then this narrative has to be regarded as munqata. Now, he could have heard this narrative from Ali رضي الله عنه. However, Abu Zurra, as recorded by Al-Alai in his Jami'u Tahsil, says that his narratives from Ali are mursal. So he has not heard directly from Ali. So one cannot even be certain if he has heard this narrative from Ali. So we can therefore see that Ikrimah's narrative from Ali, they are mursal, and we cannot be certain that he had heard this narrative from Ali. So it's not just thing. Moreover, we find that there is jarha on Ikrimah as well, and he's obviously the Mawla of Ibn Abbas, and this has been recorded by Al-Uqayli in his Al-Zu'afa, and the words are, this is reported by Abdullah ibn al-Haris. قَالَ دَخَلْتُ عَلَى عَلِي ابْنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسِ فَإِذَا إِكْرَمَ فِي وِسَاقٍ دَبَابِ الْحَسَنِ فَقُلْتُ لَهُ أَلَا تَتَّقِ اللَّهِ قَالَ فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْخَبِيثِ يَقْزِبُ عَلَى أَبِي. Which means that Abdullah ibn al-Haris said that I came to Ali ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was his Abdullah ibn Abbas' son, and found that Ikrimah, Mawla of Ibn Abbas, about whom we are just discussing, he was chained near the door of Al-Hasan. I said to him, do you not fear God? He meant that, do you not fear God? Why have you chained him like this? And he replied, this hideous person fabricates lies about my father. So Ali ibn Abdullah ibn Abbas says that this person is khabees, he's a hideous person. He actually concocts lies on my father, therefore I have chained him to this pillar. Now, the second critique which arises is that though the Muhaddisun have generally regarded Auf ibn Abi Jamila to be a trustworthy person, the jar on him has already been cited when we were discussing the collection of the Quran vis-a-vis the Caliph Abu Bakr Jitala Anhu. We can see that his critique has also been presented there. And if you want to look it up, you can just watch those talks once again. Now, it has also been referred to earlier that in the opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in, Hawza ibn Khalifa is za'if in what he narrates from Auf. So, this has been recorded by Al-Mizzi in his Tahzib al-Kamal, that whatever he records from Auf, Huzaifa, is za'if in narratives from Auf. So, this is again a point of concern. Now, in the opinion of Abu Hatim, Ma'mar ibn Rashid makes mistakes in what he has narrated whilst residing in Basra, and it is known that Ayyub ibn Abi Thamima al-Sakhtiani is a Basri. So this again is something which is a point of concern. This has been recorded by Ibn Abi Hatim in his Al-Jarh wa Ta'dil, that Ma'mar ibn Rashid makes mistakes in what he narrates from Basra. And you can see that in this chain of narration, Ma'mar is reporting from Ayyub, and Ayyub is a Basran. So therefore, this critique also holds here. Now, the fourth point of critique in this regard is that Halbi in his Kashful Hasis records that Abul Abbas ibn Uqda, who is Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'id, Ahmad ibn Muhammad ibn Sa'id, some regard him to be za'if and others as reliable. So, za'afahu ghayru wahidin wa qawwa'ahu akhiran. According to a Zahabi, he would not fabricate narratives, but would narrate gharaib and manakir, and narrate a lot from unknown people. So this is what is recorded, that he, according to Zahabi, he would narrate little known or lesser known things or strange and eerie things in religion, and the fact that he would narrate from a lot of people who are unknown. And the words are kasirur rawaya anil majahil. He would copiously narrate from people who themselves are unknown. Now, the fifth point of critique on this narrative is that there is an unspecified narrator between Al-Haskani and Al-Hasan ibn Abbas, rendering this narrative as broken. We find that there is an inqita in this narrative. And sixthly, Al-Hasan ibn Abbas is regarded as extremely weak by both Sunni and Shiite works. In fact, Ibn Hajar, in his Lisanul Mizan, has quoted al-Najashi's jarh on him. So Ibn Hajar has quoted Najashi's jarh, and Najashi himself is a Shiite critique of Rijal, and his critique has been recorded by Ibn Hajar. Thus, and I'm going just to read it out to you, and he says, وَقَالَ هُوَ زَعِيفٌ جِدًّا لَهُ كِتَابٌ فِي فَضْلَ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَهُوَ رَدِيُّ الْحَدِيثِ مُزْتَرِبُ الْأَلْفَاظ لَا يُوَسَّقُ بِهِ وَقَالَ عَلِي ابْنُ الْحَكَمِ زَعِيفٌ لَا يُوَسَّقُ بِحَدِيثِهِ وَقِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ يَدَعُ الْحَدِيثِ. And he, Ibn al-Najashi, who's also called Najashi, has called him as زَعِيفٌ جِدًّا. He has a book on the blessings of Surah Qadr, which has inauthentic narratives, which has narratives which are totally unreliable. Discrepancies in its words and cannot be relied upon. So this is, he says that he has written a book on the blessings of Surah Qadr, but it is full of inauthentic narratives, it has discrepancy in its words, and it cannot be relied upon. And Ali ibn Abdul Hakam said that he is Zaif and his narratives cannot be relied upon. And it is said that he used to fabricate a hadith. And the words are, وَقِيلَ أَنَّهُ كَانَ يَدَعُ الْحَدِيثِ. He used to concoct and fabricate hadiths. And views, if we look directly at al-Najashi's book himself, because he has authored a book on Rijal, Rijal al-Najashi. So this is what actually Ibn Hajar had cited what Najashi had said. Let's now look directly into what Najashi has said in his own book, and that is Rijal al-Najashi. And again, we find similar words. The words are, لَهُ كِتَابٌ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَهُوَ كِتَابٌ رَدِيُّ الْحَدِيثِ مُزْتَرِبُ الْأَلْفَاظِ. Which says that he is Zaifun Jiddan. I'm sorry, I missed out the first part. The first part is Zaifun Jiddan. Lahu kitabun inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wahu kitabun radiyul hadis, mustaribul alfaz. That he is a person who is extremely weak. He's Zaifun Jiddan. He has a book on Surah Qadr, a book which has inauthentic narratives and discrepancies in its words. So, in the presence of these discrepancies, and in the presence of the fact that a person like Najashi himself has said that he is Zaifun Jiddan, this it renders this aspect of this narrative extremely weak. And in on all totality, we find that this narrative cannot be relied upon. And finally, viewers, we come to the narrative of Ibn Sirin, and you can see that it is being displayed before you on the screen. Now, it is, again, does not need any comment from myself or my further any comment, because we have seen that all of Ibn Sirin's narratives are munqata. This has been clearly told to us by our Rijal authorities, that he is not contemporaneous to the events, and therefore his narratives are also weak, and because of the fact that they are broken. And Ibn Hajar has himself pointed out that there is inqita in his narratives. So, if it is considered that Ibn Sirin's informant was Ikrimah, as is the case with the narratives attributed to Ikrimah, even then the issue of inqita stands, as Ikrimah was not a witness to the events reported. So, I'm making this further point, that if Ikrimah was the informant of Ibn Sirin, if we suppose that, then even then the issue of inqita stands, as Ikrimah was not a witness to the events reported in these events, as I have pointed out earlier. So, viewers, we can see that all these four chains of narration, all these four people, the way they have reported this narrative, stands to question, because the chain of narration of Ali Rizalallahu Anhu himself is not sound, the chain of narration of Al-Yaman is not sound, the chain of and the gravest part is that we don't even know who Al-Yaman is. Then the chain of narration of narrative which is ascribed to Ikrama is also not sound. And finally, the chain of narration of Muhammad ibn Sirin's narrative is also not sound because it is munqata. So besides the fact that this collection of the Quran narratives as ascribed to the Caliph Ali invoke a number of questions on their matn, which I described in my previous talk in the previous episode, these are the points of concern as well regarding the isnad or the chain of narration. None of the narratives, none of the variants, none of the four people who report these narratives have sound chains of narration. So on the one hand, we have an extremely weak chain of narration regarding all these four narratives, and on the other hand, we have seen how these narratives how certain grave questions arrive on the text of these narratives, the way they have been reported by these four people. So I'm now going to end this discussion regarding the Sunni sources of information which record the narratives of the collection of the Quran by Ali, and without making a final conclusion, as I'll draw that conclusion later on when I sum up the whole issue. But inshallah, in the next episodes, we shall see how the collection of the Quran narrative has been described in the Shiite sources, how it has found mention there, how these sources mention that collection, and how their own scholars interpret reports the way they have been mentioned. And then finally, we shall also see that the criticism which arises on those narratives as they have been reported in those collections, not only on the text, but also on their chains of narration. Till then, أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.